Throughout the fall, an important First Amendment trial has been quietly underway, testing the constitutionality of the new McCain-Feingold law that restricts political money. It's called a paper trial because at this stage, there has been no public courtroom testimony. Rather, lawyers for both sides have questioned dozens of political insiders in private, and much of what those witnesses have said about political fundraising has been marked confidential. Well, now the judges in this groundbreaking case can read that testimony, and so can the lawyers, but the rest of us cannot. NPR's Peter Overby reports.
Everybody in this case wants to speed the McCain-Feingold law through this special three-judge panel and on its way to the inevitable ultimate test before the Supreme Court. One way to move things along is a protective order. Corporate lawyers commonly use protective orders to safeguard trade secrets. This one says either side can mark any evidence confidential. In legalese, the evidence can be redacted. Now, the first round of briefs has been filed, laying out the arguments. The brief defending McCain-Feingold is shot through with redactions, permitted by the protective order and, in effect, protecting big donors and the politicians who deal with them. So you have cliffhanger arguments, like this one about the law's main provision, which makes it illegal for the national parties to receive the big unregulated contributions known as soft money. Quote, "When elected officials raise soft money, the tie between soft money contributions and pending legislation is not left to the imagination. Here's an example of redacted." Or take the rationale for redacted.
That just doesn't make any sense to us.
Fred Wertheimer is on the McCain-Feingold defense team. He says everything in the briefs should be made public, especially since this case is supposed to be all about the First Amendment and freedom of speech.
It doesn't make any sense to us that the court, if it wanted to use that information in our brief, couldn't put it in an opinion.
A deal's a deal.
Bobby Birchfield represents the Republican National Committee, one of the major plaintiffs.
In fact, I would argue there is at least as much reason to protect confidential political information as there is to protect confidential trade information.
But if Birchfield thinks the whole dispute is just a sideshow, some others disagree. Rodney Smola is a law professor at the University of Richmond in Virginia, specializing in constitutional law.
This isn't corporate business litigation. We're talking about how we structure our political process. We're talking about the debate that's been going on for decades over campaign finance reform. And whatever your views on that, pro or con, you know, it's the Constitution.
The three judges hearing the case can override the protective order and make the deleted information public. If they do, it would likely benefit the defense, the people who want the campaign finance restrictions upheld and the redactions lifted. That's because the defense has to present testimony supporting the proposition that soft money contributions corrupt or appear to corrupt national politics. That phrase, corruption or the appearance of corruption, is the Supreme Court's threshold for justifying laws that restrict political money. Rodney Smola says there's another reason to lift the protective order and let everyone see the evidence.
We would want that case to itself be subject to the sunshine. And to the extent that one party or the other wants to prevent it from being openly displayed, it almost seems to prove the underlying point.
Oral arguments in the case are scheduled for December 4th. Peter Overby, NPR News, Washington.